The following program is from the 1998 archives.
Hi, I'm Marion McPart, and my guest today on Piano Jazz is Marilyn Crispell, a creative contemporary pianist who plays free jazz in a very elegantly evocative way. But along with her freedom, there's also discipline, as I'm sure you will all hear. Marilyn, welcome to Piano Jazz.
It's great to be here.
I've thought about you for such a long time and heard your records, and I'm glad that we finally got together because the music you play is so interesting, although I have to confess to not always knowing exactly what you're doing. But anyway, as we go along, I've got so many questions to ask you, but before we go very far, love to hear you play something.
Okay. This is a piece, it's called Fragments. And it's mostly based on different rhythms and some blues feeling. And
now, just tell me something else before you start. Is this something you have written down, or is it improvised?
I have fragments of it written down. Actually, that's one of the reasons it's called Fragments.
So you go from the set part to the improv part.
Yeah, I have an idea of how I'm going to start out and how I'm going to end. And I have these fragments of composed pieces that I may or may not use, you know, each time I play it.
Can't wait to hear it.
I'm never quite sure where it's going to go. So.
Well, that's jazz, isn't it, mm-hmm. After all? Okay. My goodness, I'm thinking to myself, first I'm thinking, do you do a lot of practicing?
It depends. Sometimes I like the feeling of having some ideas of what I'm going to do, but not practicing it too much because I want it to be really spontaneous.
But you've got a great basic technique. I mean, it seems to me that you could play anything you're thinking because you've got such good technique.
It's funny, it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes I have a definite idea, and I'll start playing something, and it just will not go that way, and then I have to go wherever it's going.
Well, I do the same thing, because I just feel I'm very limited technically, and so if I can't do what I'm thinking, I do something else. But I guess that's the beauty of jazz. You don't have to adhere to the printed page, but in your case, it seems like you've got a really brilliant set of great technique, but there was some nice little theme that did come in and out of there, like
this one.
Yes. Let's see. Where did that start?
It starts on C. It's just.
Yeah, but then.
F and an A flat in the bass.
Lovely, yeah, that came in a couple of times, and you know, and I thought, well, is that part of the improv part or is that the written part?
That was a written part, actually.
I mean, you could make a whole symphony out of that. Anyway, I found that very, very impressive. But how did you get started? Like, where did you grow up and how did you get into piano playing?
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia and Baltimore. And when I was about 7 years old, my father decided that I should take piano lessons. So
did you play at all? Was there any Like, did they think you had talent?
Yeah, I had this toy xylophone, and I used to play Mary Had a Little Lamb and things by ear. So they decided to give me piano lessons, and I studied all my life. I went to the New England Conservatory, and I graduated from there with a degree in classical piano. What I was always interested in doing was chamber music. And what's interesting is I feel that what I'm doing now is a kind of like a chamber jazz. Chamber music.
It is. Boy, what an idea. Wow. So when did you turn professional musician?
Well, when I was about 28, I started listening to this friend's record collection, and I heard the Coltrane record, A Love Supreme. And I always say that record changed my life because something happened to me, and I said to myself, this is what I should be doing. This is what I
really
want to be doing. It grabbed my heart, really. And right after that, I heard about a teacher named Charlie Benakis in Boston. At that time, I was living on Cape Cod, where I actually heard you play at the Columns.
Oh, my goodness. And, years ago.
So I moved back to Boston, and I studied traditional jazz with him for 2 years, very, very intensively. Because even if that was not what I was going to ultimately do, I wanted that there. I wanted it to be there. I didn't want to just arrogantly go ahead and play anything without that as...
Like with a background.
As a background.
Earlier jazz.
Yeah.
That's terrific that you think that way. Yeah. God, this is fascinating. But before we go on, would you do another piece?
Sure.
Well, what's this piece going to be, Marilyn?
This piece is going to be kind of a free, a feeling of a free bebop piece, and will probably go into either Lazy Bird or Evidence, depending on how I feel when I get to that point. I'll tell you afterwards what it was.
Oh, so you don't have a name for it until the end of the piece?
Yes, Redshift. It begins with a piece of mine called Redshift.
Okay. Great. I'm sort of puzzled, and yet I'm not, because I think it's so good that you said that after you started listening to Coltrane, I thought A Love Supreme was pretty far out. I mean, although I had the same experience that you had of your life being changed by him, because I went to hear him years ago in Indianapolis on the night off when we were playing at a club, and I don't know how I was changed, but I just know I was, like, from that moment. But I can't really describe it, except that more stuff seemed to be in my brain that I could play. Mm-hmm. Is that how it affected you?
It affected me kind of in an emotional way. You know, it went straight to my heart. I guess that's what happened. And also things that McCoy Tyner was playing really, really grabbed me. I still can remember the melodies to one of his solos, you know, that I sat down and immediately tried to start transcribing this one solo of his, and went back and looked at it years later and laughed because it was all wrong.
But then the person you studied with in Boston, he sort of took you back to earlier jazz?
Yeah, he had me learning the whole harmonic concept and the feel. And he had me listening to things so that I could hear how the chord changes went through the time and get more comfortable with that, you know, so that instead of being like an intellectual exercise of what chord you're playing, you're really just feeling the piece and you're comfortable enough with some of the harmonic concepts and voicings that you don't have to think about each one.
Boy, I don't know if I've reached that point.
I think you did long ago.
Oh, I don't know. Just to move on a little bit, I'm really grateful to you. Very nice of you to learn one of my tunes, and I'm really interested to hear how that's going to go.
It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. I should say that I live in Woodstock, New York now, and you came and played a concert there, and you played this beautiful piece called Twilight World. So when you invited me to do the show, I asked you to send me that piece.
Well, I was very flattered, and I think it'll be fun for us to try to play it together.
Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. I'm going to play it a lot, I hope.
Boy, that's really nice to hear you play Twilight World, but it's so different. You're in such a different style, a simple tune to play, but you seem to like doing it.
Yeah, well, I feel like it all flows from one to the other for me. I'm very romantic, and I love beautiful melodies and lush, beautiful romantic pieces, and the stuff that seems out there doesn't seem so out there to me because I hear it being rooted in blues and rhythms and all this, just with a twist to it. So it feels natural to do that.
God, I hate to think that we're all done, but we almost are. You know, when you're having fun, it goes by fast.
I know.
And I've really had such a good time. And enjoyed listening to all sides of you playing, you know, the straight ahead and the in between and then the Annette Peacock piece, very special. So thank you so much for coming, being here with me. I've enjoyed it.
It's a great pleasure for me.
Well, you know, we can have a little bit more pleasure. We could play a monk tune just to, as a fare thee well. Straight
great.
No chaser, yeah. Would that be good?
Yeah.
What key do you do it in?
F.
All right.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.